Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be dramatic with him.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
What's going on, everybody? It seems like it's happening. It's finally coming together. Now, listen. If you've been a hockey fan in this city, you might remember. All right? I can't speak for everybody. It didn't happen in my lifetime, right, where Bernie was one of the shutdown goalies in the NHL. Okay? I came along just a little bit late for that. But I feel like the Flyers have had, like, in my lifetime, 1.5 goalies or something like that in total. They're the Hextall years, and then, like, if you combined everything good of every goalie that's come after Hextall, you get, like, a half of a goalie. And that's kind of where the situation's been for the Flyers for the past, I don't know, forever. I don't want to speak too early. I don't want to freak anybody out. But it's kind of looking like the real thing with Carter Hart here. 21 years old, youngest goaltender in Flyers history to have a shutout. And, of course, it's the way that you do it. The insane Taylor Hall save and, you know, everything else that happened on the 5-on-3. And it just seems like they're finally getting it figured out. It seems like this is the long end to the road that we've kind of been waiting on here. Feels so good. Flyers win 4-0. And I can't speak for everybody, but like the big exhale happens when you wonder, all right, you see something, you know, a player, we see it all the time, rookies or first-year players, second-year players come in, and it's the first time that you're seeing them in extended work, and you can't explain how they're doing so well. And then, of course, time goes on, more tape gets out, more of an explanation for how to handle these players and how to handle these people get out. And it ends up that we just look at it and say, well, that wasn't sustainable to begin with. Other teams figure them out, and the success kind of goes, peters off, plateaus, dips, however you want to put it. Doesn't seem to be the case for Carter Hart. Seems to be the case that Carter Hart is the real, genuine article in terms of looking for somebody to hold things down between the pipes. I wonder what it was like for Wayne Simmonds sitting on the other bench during his tribute video as he's like, oh yeah, they finally got a goalie now, huh? Well, that must be nice because he just missed it. He missed the glory days of Carter Hart, and now, of course, he's in kind of the twilight of Corey Schneider at age 33. Things are not working all that well in Wayne Simmonds' goalie world historically. But a really nice win for the Flyers. Kevin Hayes notches his first as a member of the Orange and Black, and the team is able to send the fans home happy. Really good stuff from Carter Hart. 25 saves. Devils have lost 3 in a row. You hate to see it. And, of course, the Flyers notch 4 goals in the win. Lots of good stuff there. If you were at the game, you were taking it in, you were watching it, please reach out now, because I want to know what it's like there when you don't have to sit on the edge of your seat chewing away your fingernails into nothing, that your goalie's going to be able to do some stuff for you, going to be able to make some saves. What a novel concept. If you were there, want to take your reaction, see what it was like, and of course, we've got some other stuff to get into here in a matter of moments. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Abbreviated show. We're going to cram a lot into it today as we hang out together until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show. 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli is producing as the Flyers 4-0 winners over the New Jersey Devils. We do have one open phone line, 610-632-0975. The energy in the building seemed to be pretty palpable, but I'm sure if you were there, you'd be able to tell me much better. Let's get to Chris, who's leaving the game on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, man?
Doing awesome. How are you?
Good. Me and my daughter, Jill, who calls you usually after we come home from the games, she's driving. So,
nice.
We're coming home from the game. The energy was crazy. It was awesome to be there. It was like being at a Flyers game again, you know, back in the old days.
Of course.
One of the things I got to say is, first off, Carter Hart, what a joy it is to see a guy come up with the big save when you need it. I mean, the first period, it was a struggle. Like, they're battling back and forth. They had, they just traveled a lot and everything. But the defensive play by the Flyers tonight was incredible. I mean, the offense coming back was refreshing to see a whole new style of play from the Philadelphia Flyers.
Well, it's really different from what we've seen in the past, right? Like, you do see them taking chances, but it's not quite so high risk. It's not so sellout.
Man.
It's really, really just fundamentally sound. I hope this holds up.
Yeah, me too. In all sports, they say defense wins championships. Well, a great goaltender wins championship, but a great goaltender can't be great unless you have a great defense in front of them. And I'll tell you what, man, they looked really solid tonight.
Well, I mean, that's the way it looked, Chris. Thanks for the phone call. Get home safely, man. And here's the thing. I had a goalie coach once tell me that there are only two or three saves that could go either way in a game, right? If you make two or three saves that maybe you shouldn't make, your team's probably going to win the game. And that is exactly what Carter Hart did. Like, you think about the Taylor Hall one. Well, actually, he had two on Taylor Hall. He had the one on the 5-on-3, and then he had kind of the 2-on-1 situation. Those are probably two that could go either way, and you make saves that maybe you aren't expected to make. And you, there you go. You have the chance to win the game. They do that, and it ends up being pretty comfortable. 4-0. Tim, who's leaving the games next on the Fanatic. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on? I'll tell you what, that guy's right about the energy in that building. You know, I've been a season ticket holder for a little while, and we just haven't felt it. I remember going to games at the Spectrum as a kid and feeling it in the 90s and the early 2000s, and it hasn't felt like that in a long time. So kudos to the fans, I think, for sticking with it, because those guys, after they killed off that 5-on-3, they came back in that third period, and they used our energy. And that's when they scored those goals, back-to-back, boom, boom, and we knew it. I mean, you could feel it in there. And it also, I think it speaks a testament to AV and how hard he's got them trying and pushing. No more of these slow starts. All of our starts look good tonight, and they look good early.
Well, it's kind of remarkable, Tim, that based on their travel schedule that they've had, right, that they're able to come back with such energy. And, I mean, that's always been a hallmark of Alain Vigneault teams, is that they're always ready to go, and that was certainly the case tonight.
I think that it was something that was lacking underneath the last couple coaching regimes, is being able to push G, being able to push Jake. These guys need it a little bit. Somebody in their ear yelling at them, let's go, let's go. Keep this tempo up. And AV seems to have him doing it right.
Well, yeah, and he's gotten 5 points. Thanks for the phone call, Tim. Out of Travis Konecny in two games as well. 2-0, the Philadelphia Flyers to begin this season. Really good stuff. Ivan Provorov has 3 points as well. You're getting some production from, well, the people that you wouldn't consider to be your top point producer so far. And Carter Hart so far has saved 53 out of 56 shots this season. Really good stuff from Hart. Looks like he's 100% ready to roll, and the team is as well. Really good stuff. Thanks for checking in from the game. Dave is calling from the Wells Fargo Center as well. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for your call. Just to reiterate kind of what the two college formers said, the atmosphere tonight was unbelievable. I've been going to games since I was, I'm 28. Been going to games, since I was a little kid. And tonight reminded me of 2012, 2010, 2009, the glory days of this team. And it was just absolutely electric. Carter Hart, if he doesn't make that save on Taylor Hall, we could be talking about a 1-1 game and who knows what happens in that third period. And just the energy in that building was unbelievable. I caught myself tearing up after they scored the fourth goal tonight. And I haven't felt that energy in the Wells Fargo Center in years.
Oh, wow. What was it about scoring that fourth goal that got to you, Dave?
It's just, hockey's a big part of my life. I'm just a very passionate fan. Been playing this sport since I was a kid. And just being a part of a group of that people going that crazy for one group of a team that can just make you not worry about what else is going on in your life at a singular moment, it's just one of the coolest things you can be a part of.
Oh, man, Dave, that is awesome. I'm glad you got to have that, man. That's so cool. Thanks for the phone call. I was thinking about that today, right? Because you're reading a lot of the headlines. You don't have to look very far in any direction, NFL, NBA, wherever you want to look, whatever you normally watch, you don't have to look very far for controversy and things like that that are, I always thought as a fan, you were supposed to get sports as an escape. You were supposed to be able to turn on the game and not have to worry about whatever else was going on in your life or in the world or whatever. And just for an hour, 2 hours or 3 hours in some cases, you just get to, turn off the world for a little while and just get distracted. It's been very difficult to have that be the reality over the last 4 or 5 years here. But it's cool that every once in a while, you really do capture that, and that sounds like that's what happened for Dave tonight. Really cool that you got to bottle that a little bit. Tyler in Jersey's next on the Fanatic. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great. Thanks.
Yeah. So me and my wife drove seven, 8 hours from Raleigh, North Carolina, to watch the game.
Whoa.
So it was pretty. We're pretty dedicated in that regard.
Yeah, I'll say.
But yeah. It was great. I mean, it was worth the trip. It was worth the 8 hours of traffic and craziness. But it was definitely a different feel. There was a lot of enthusiasm coming from Gritty.
Yeah, of course.
Everything was just great. But what happened that kind of made me get off my seat was obviously the Carter Hart save. It was just amazing to see the Flyers, for the first time in forever, kill a 5-on-3 penalty. Like, that does not happen usually for us. So that was amazing. And I was also, just to add to it, I was amazed by the fact that Giroux, Voracek, and Hayes scored nothing. I mean, I know Hayes scored, right?
Yeah, he did. He got his first one.
Okay, yeah. So I guess the first line did score. Did I miss that?
Well, it was kind of like a cheapy goal that he got. Corey Schneider definitely wants it back. It was kind of one that just kind of trickled through him. But, they don't ask you how, I guess.
Yeah, but either way, man, I'm just amazed at how composed Carter Hart is and how great he's going to be.
Yeah, well, it certainly looks that way. Tyler, get home safely. Appreciate the phone call, man. That's a long drive for kind of an overnight. But that's the dedication that you get, man. Best sports fans in the country. And it doesn't matter what state you're in either, because we're coming for you. Patrick in Freehold's next on the Fanatic. What's up, Patrick?
How you doing, Joe?
Doing great. How are you, man?
Good. I'm just just left the game. It was a great game. I just wanted to talk about Carter Hart and how I went and saw him in Lehigh last year before he came up.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him with his first shutout there. And now I saw him with his first shutout here. And...
Well, you know what this
deal.
Means, Patrick. That means that you've got to go to a lot more games here. That's what this means.
Absolutely. I'm getting season tickets right now.
All right, yeah.
Already on the phone.
Yeah, make sure you make that happen and get back to me when it does so that we can highlight you at all times and be like, this is the Carter Hart shutout wizard. So what was the angle that you had of the save? Were you able to see it pretty clearly, or was it at the other end of the ice?
It was at the other end of the ice, but I did see it on the ginormous screen
uh-huh.
that we now have.
which is amazing, by the way. And the whole concourse and everything they've done to it is very, very nice. Looks like a new stadium. It's the first time I've been there this year, and it's nice. It's different.
Yeah, well, they were doing the facelift for a really long time now. What did you think, Patrick, before I let you go, about Alain Vigneault? I know, I'm sure this is probably your first time seeing him up close as the Flyers coach, obviously, unless you were in Prague.
No, yeah, he's doing his job. He's making it good. I mean, the chemistry's there, and that's what we need. He controls the chemistry, and the chemistry's there. They're all working together as a team and a unit, and I love it.
Well, Patrick, good stuff, man. Me too. And so far, so good, right? Like, here's the thing. When I watch it, it looks like something that's not, you know, flash in the pan. If you're able to conjure that level of energy that they had, and not just in the fans, the seats, by the way, because fans obviously play a huge role in that as well, but the jump, you know, pretty much right away, it was a little bit of a warm-up period, not what you'd call a sluggish start or anything like that. But, you know, Provorov gets the goal, and I thought Jason Mertita said it really well on the post-game show, saying you don't expect that's going to be the game winner, ends up being the game winner. I mean, that is, you get that scoring from the defense, you get Kevin Hayes scoring his first goal. Everyone was watching to see if Kevin Hayes is going to score his first goal. He finally does. And like I said, it's not one that's going to be making any highlight reels, but that's okay. I don't think Kevin Hayes is giving it back. Get the goaltending from Carter Hart. A caller earlier talked about the defensive play, which is, it's been a completely kind of overhauled defensive unit. You bring in Braun, you bring in Niskanen. Obviously, you know what you have in Provorov, but you're asking guys to, you know, play slightly different roles. It's a slightly different system, and everything came together tonight. It's a thing of beauty. Just a thing of beauty tonight, and if you were at the game, you definitely got a treat. Let's go to Kyle next on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Kyle? Kyle, you with us?
Hey, what's up, John? How's it going, man?
Going great, man. Thank you.
Dang game. I'm just going to say that game was absolutely electric. I'm a new season ticket member. I've been the Flyers fan my whole life, but made the jump this year to season tickets. That Connor Hart save, that's MVP candidate right there. That's MVP caliber. 20 years old, that's what the Flyers have needed for such a long time. I'm so pumped for this year. But what I'm going to say, you know, like I said, outside of Konechny being a stud, I'm so glad we re-signed him. It's so nice to see some coaching. Three former head coaches, they know the structure. Tonight looked like a structured game. The offense was there. The power play looked awesome. I think we struck twice. Credit to the power play that needed some restructuring, but the defense, I'm just going to put it right there. Carter Hart made the timely saves, but the defense was there. The sticks were in the lanes. The breakouts were perfect. That was the best opener I've seen in such a long time. And I'm so glad we got to do it with Wayne Simmons on the other side. Good for him coming back to Philly. Good standing ovation, but I'm glad we shoved it in their face tonight.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Thanks for the phone call, Kyle. Appreciate it. And you saw Gritty messing with PK Subban. The thing that I noticed, I thought that Hag played more. And the reason I thought he played more is because he actually played the second fewest minutes of any Flyers defenseman. Shane Gostisbehere had like 5 seconds shorter than he did. Hag had 6 hits and 3 blocked shots in that time. Both of those categories led the Flyers. I mean, that you talk about somebody making the most of their opportunities. You saw Provorov playing 22 minutes. Niskanen and Sanheim both played over 20. And then Braun was at 19. You saw a new-look defensive core, guys in different roles defensively, playing really well in front of Carter Hart, who just was outstanding as usual. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Reach out on Twitter as well, at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. We go to Brian, who's leaving the game next on The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Mr. Torti, how are you?
Doing awesome, Brian. How are you?
I am fantastic, and I'll tell you why. Do you believe in jinxes, sir?
Absolutely.
I've been watching hockey for 19 years as a dedicated fan. My father is the person who got me into it. And believe me, I love my father. but he is the absolute worst jinx of anybody I've ever sat next to in any sport. The game will be tied going into the third period. They'll look at me and they'll say, next goal wins. And inevitably, the next goal will be against the Flyers.
Oh, jeez.
But absolutely the worst is goaltenders with shutouts. And so tonight, at the start of the third period, the Flyers have just scored their third goal. He turns to me and he says, which one of the guys that you know in your fantasy league has heart? And I told him the guy's name, and he's like, I bet he's going to be happy he gets the shutout tonight. And I'm like, there's 18 minutes left in the third period! And so what you mentioned at the top of your broadcast with, you know, you don't have to worry about biting your nails. I was biting my nails the entire third period because I was like, he's been jinxed. It's going to happen. He's not going to get the shutout.
Well, and Brian, I know it's not you, but you have to take some responsibility for that in the event that happens. I mean, you've got extenuating circumstances to worry about. I know it's your dad, but, you know, to some level, it's your name that's responsible for that if he gets jinxed.
Yeah, no, believe me, I'm well aware of the stain on my own name. My dad is responsible for the jinx in my presence, and as is my brother as well. So I'm convinced that Carter Hart is a straight-up magical being as of tonight.
Yeah, he might just be a unicorn who's jinx-proof.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly feels that way to me. But on top of that, I mean, yes, the building felt fantastic. It was still a little emptier than I'm used to seeing at home openers, and being a hockey fan for 19 years, I was used to sellouts every single night. But what I think I saw that I liked more than anything, like, yeah, the energy was great. They played well. Obviously, it's a 4-0 shutout. I noticed a lot better detail-oriented play by the players. I noticed that people mentioned sticks and lanes. I noticed that their zone exits were a lot cleaner than they used to be, yep. And they weren't going offsides quite as much as they usually tended to. And it wasn't just like, you know, well, you've got the puck, take a shot on net. It was like they actually had plays in mind that they were going to execute. The first power play looked like garbage, but the second power play, I saw at least 3 or 4 plays set up that were completely different than anything the Flyers have ever tried before. And I mean, the unit that used to be Gostisbehere, Giroux, Simmons, Couturier, and Voracek, I mean, they were amazing for a while, but then after you get stuck with them in the same positions, making the same plays and the same passes.
You know what you have to do to stop them. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So I see beautiful things on the horizon for this Flyers team, and boy, what a relief to have this jinx monkey off my back.
Brian, great stuff, man. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to have a conversation with my father about that, but I feel like Dad wouldn't care either is the other part. You know, or he would exacerbate things and try to push the jinx further. You watch sports with your dad, Tyler?
I mean, not as much as since I started working here, because I do cover a lot of the games, but
right.
Yeah, we are two very superstitious guys.
Are you?
And he instilled it in me. I'll probably instill it in my kids. It may be a little bit less because the Eagles have a Super Bowl.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But yes, oh, for sure.
So is it like places where you sit? Is it clothes that you wear? Is it foods that you eat? Like,
you know, it's funny. It's not pregame anything.
Okay.
It's in-game adjustments.
Okay.
You're in the bathroom during a big drive or a big goal. Stay in the bathroom.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
I got it. Yeah, that makes sense. For me, it's the jersey, by the way. I feel like every time that I'm wearing a jersey or a family member of mine is wearing a jersey, something goes wrong. It's like jersey's got to come off. Like, it has to happen. I feel like it doesn't go the other way where something positive happens and you keep the jersey on. It's always something bad happens. Take the jersey off and then things start to turn around from there. Although, maybe that has something to do with the fact that the Eagles still can't score in the first quarter. What do I know? Maybe that's just, you know, it's what you'd call a coincidence at that point. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Alfonso in Limerick is next on The Fanatic. What's up, Alfonso?
Hey there, Tordy. Let's get right to business here.
Yeah.
I know the last, like, 7 calls have been Flyers, and I'm a 4-for-4 guy, but I'm going to talk a little Sixers.
Okay.
Let's jump right into it. You like Trey or the other little lad running around out there? Nito, the guy from Utah?
For my money, yeah, I'd rather see Trey Burke. I just think Trey Burke has some higher upside, perhaps.
My man. What about Feibel? What's he doing out there?
Balling, man. He's getting in passing lanes. He's having a million deflections. He's going to be good. I think you're going to like him.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching him. I threw a few back last night. He was on every pass. I didn't know if it was, just the competition or if you can see him adjust, in the personal talent out there.
Well, it's definitely partially the competition, right, Alfonso? But the other part of it is that you just look at the track record, and this has just been what this guy does. Like, that's what he did in high school. It's what he did in college, and you have a long track record there in college of watching him do that. And then here in the NBA, that's going to be kind of his calling card, man. That's what he does.
Yeah, thanks. Just wanted to hear your thoughts, but thanks for taking the call, and have a great night.
Anytime, man. You too. Really appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. There you go. A little Sixers talk tonight. Well, we were going to get to some Sixers talk in a matter of moments because a monumentous thing happened that we have to talk about, you know?
Do we need breaking news?
Well, it was kind of breaking news.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about something different.
No, not, all right, cool. not something current. It was definitely breaking news at the time that it happened in the game against the Lions. You know, the Ben Simmons triple. Heart attack special for a lot of different people. Might get to that in a little while here. Mike in Morgantown's next on 97.5, The Fanatic. Good evening, Mike.
Yeah, let's talk about the Flyers with a real goalie, Carter Hart.
Yeah, what does that look like? My goodness.
Yo, it is awesome. We haven't had a goalie since freaking Pelly Lindbergh.
It is truly remarkable, isn't it, that they've been able to put together a good defense, they've been able to put together forwards, but until they get that thing figured out, they didn't go anywhere. And now, of course, it looks like Carter Hart's there. It looks like the team's kind of set up pretty well.
Yeah, that was a close game. Carter Hart came up with big saves on a two-man disadvantage, and that's the key to the game. Then we put it away afterwards. You need a goalie. Bobby Clark never gave us a goalie. Now we got one.
There you go, man. Mike, you were at the game?
I was. It was awesome. It was my first opening night game. I'm 53 years old, and it was phenomenal.
Well, now you know what happens, Mike. If they're going to win every game that you go to 4-0, you got to make sure that you're there more frequently.
Yo, 82-0. I'm good with that.
All right, man. That works for me. Mike, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. I'm always fascinated by the people who talk about the environment. Now, two callers ago were talking about how the Wells Fargo Center looks fabulous, and I should hope so. I mean, it was a pretty significant facelift to the arena. But talking about how, you know, used to seeing arenas that are more full, and, well, obviously, we all support the Flyers. We like to see them do well. And obviously, the hardcore hockey fans, I'm one of those, love hockey nearly above all other things. But when it comes down to it, right, and you talk about crowd sizes, Flyers have done some damage over the last 3 or 4 years to, like, the casual fans' appreciation of the Flyers, right? It's not Alain Vigneault's fault or the new regime's fault or the new players' fault. Or even the former player's fault. But just some damage has been done to the trust. Games like this do a long way towards building it back. I think that there's a significant portion of the fan base that wasn't in, like, naysayer mode, but more in, like, wait-and-see mode. I want to see what things look like. Is Carter Hart actually the real deal? What do these free agent acquisitions look like? Things like that. I don't think that you're going to have any problem filling that arena up over the course of the season. I don't think that that's going to be a problem one bit. 610-632-0975. Coming up. We do have to talk about that monumental happening. Ben Simmons splashing down a three in a game-type situation, which is what I guess I'll call what happened in China over there. And all kinds of good stuff coming from the Sixers as well. When you look at what they've got going on and all of their height, all of their length. Unbelievable. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. You can reach out on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic, and of course also Tyler Zulli at Tyler Zulli, Zulli, against the, is it the Guangzhou Luong Lions? Is that what it was?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that lit up the center when he dropped that three. We got to talk about it. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Fans want Simmons to shoot a three, and he makes it. Ben Simmons closes out the first half with a three-point shot, and that makes it 82-41. A standing ovation.
There it was. The breaking news that Ben Simmons drills the three. Now, for some people wondering inside baseball, kind of a tough spot for Tom McGinnis to be in, right? Because, like, conceivably, that's something that that Ben Simmons has been working on, wants to add to his game, things like that. Like, so your reaction can't be like if Shaq hit a three. You know what I mean? I feel like that was an interesting way that Tom had to handle it. So kudos to Tom McGinnis there on that one. But to me, I don't think I would have been able to keep that together that well. I think the surprise would have bled out a little bit too much for me.
Well, you know what the thing is, too, as it was building up, because obviously the shot clock was winding down, and Tom Zicks, you know, he's describing how the crowd is and all that. I think that it became so evident what he was about to do that it really wasn't as shocking
right.
as it would have been if he would have just come across half court, dribbled, boom, pulled up, and took the three. You know, right. you could see Embiid on the replay goading him on. So I don't know how shocking it actually was that he shot it in that particular spot.
Right, yeah. And made it. Drilled it.
Well, that was the elation part, I think, was him making it.
Yeah, exactly. You knew that it happened because Twitter blew up when Ben Simmons making that three. As far as I'm concerned, I'm happy that that shot happened at that time. I really like the fact that he can do that in that spot with the shot clock winding down and being wide open, things like that. I just want that to be able to translate to NBA competition. Because watching that game, from what I'm not going to lie to you, once the reserves came in, I kind of came out. Once the idea that you've got NBA players, you know, bearing in mind that you're going to eventually maybe consider shooting if he can make them in NBA games, that's where I'll be really excited. But I'm not one of those who's like, oh, prove it to me when it's an NBA game, blah, blah, blah. I saw a lot of that. And I just thought, my goodness, we didn't see this guy take a shot outside of the paint. Can we enjoy it for a second before we just turn it into what isn't happening and what is the problem now with the competition and everything else? Really cool to see basketball back at the Wells Fargo Center as well. We got hockey and hoops back at the Wells Fargo Center. Really good stuff. Really quickly, before we turn the page on the Flyers, wanted to talk about this really quickly, because how could we not? The Gritty Command Center disassembly room at the home opener. Super cool and kind of like a secret. To me, at least.
Oh, the rage room.
Yeah, where you go and you break stuff. Now, I'm torn on this. On one hand, I think it's awesome that you have a room where you can break all of this stuff. I think if you're going to charge, as they are, why are you charging if they bring their own stuff? You know what I mean? Just for the space.
Oh, is that part of it?
Well, I think that you can bring some stuff. And well, obviously you get charged per time, and then of course there's the Gritty Command Center where you can like get done up like Gritty. But yeah, I saw part of it is you can break your personal things there, which is kind of interesting, I guess, if you don't want to make a mess. Underrated thing to break, Tyler, as far as I'm concerned, the long fluorescent light bulb tubes. Oh man, they're the best.
They've always kind of weirded me out.
Really?
Because I'm so concerned of how they shatter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how they're going to shatter, what's going to come out of them.
Do you see 40-year-old
Like, you know what's
virgin?
In them, but yes.
The scene where they're out by the dumpster and he breaks it on the dude's leg.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that.
No, you're not signing up for that. I never really have the temptation to do this. Do you break stuff? Well, like... When you
internally,
Oh, yeah, yeah, internal.
Yeah,
stuff
like you push
broken.
It all down, but.
But like, I'm not saying do you throw temper tantrums.
Not usually,
but
no.
But would it ever be therapeutic for you to be like.
You know what, honestly? Honestly, the only thing that I really ever find myself on the cusp of breaking, and I have to remind myself that it's not my possession, and that's the only thing that keeps me from doing it, is the video game controllers.
Mm.
And the reason I say that is because they're my brother's.
Right.
So. I don't want to pay $60 for another controller, but it gets close, you know, especially when your quarterback doesn't throw the right pass. You know, you hit the button, but it's of course it's the game's fault.
Well, naturally, yeah, it's certainly not yours. I don't know. I'm torn on this because I am not often tempted to break things just because I'm so aware that, like, you know, everything costs money.
Yeah,
so.
Values of importance.
Right, exactly. But I have to say, I've, like, punched a pillow, and it's completely dissatisfying. It's just, like, kind of like, you know? And you don't get any of that, you know, feedback from something. If you were throwing something heavy, or I've punched a wall before, that was a foolish decision. But, yeah, the break stuff room, it's kind of an interesting idea.
Did you find the stud?
Yeah.
Everyone finds the stud.
Yeah,
it's impressive, our locating ability.
Yeah, you can't find it if you're trying to mount the TV, but just like blind swing at something and you got it. The cool part is that some of this stuff, like televisions, dishes, mugs, and light bulbs, are going to be adorned with opposing team logos. And some of those logos are actually invisible, I was reading, until you partially break the thing. So that's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like it. Good stuff by the Flyers. 610-632-0975. Also, the Gritty Command Center thing where you can dress up like Gritty. This needs to be... I know that it's expensive. I've seen some of the things that it costs a bit of money to do it. And then there are some things that are cheaper. I want to see, before the end of the season, an entire section just go for it. I need an entire section done up in all Gritty, every single person in every row in an entire section, because that is how we will eventually take over the NHL. Like you talk about the Vancouver Canucks fans who are in those green like body suits and stuff like that. No. It's an entire Gritty army.
Hundreds of them.
Yes. This is what I want.
That's terrifying.
Right? One is scary as it is. And then you've got all of them together working in tandem. And then I think that the best part would be that they just can't react to anything. And they just like...
So they just sit there?
With the big Gritty eyes and just like stare ahead.
That's so scary. It's not even funny.
Well, Halloween's coming up, you know. We got some good ideas. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Okay, now that I've talked about breaking things and dressing up as Gritty, now we can turn the page and also talk about the Ben Simmons 3, because Tyler, I didn't get your thoughts on that either. What was your reaction? Obviously, you think it's a cool thing, but does it mean anything?
You know, it was kind of funny because I threw my hands up. I was in the studio behind you, threw my hands up, got excited. And then I kind of took a step back and I went, yeah, context, how it happened. Like we just talked about how, you know, Embiid kind of goaded him into doing it and the setup and all of that. It was kind of a foregone conclusion after a while. I'm impressed that he took it, and I thought the form was good enough, and I'd like to see a little bit more of it.
Yes.
I don't even care if he makes it. I just want to see a little bit more of it.
Yep. 1-2, stepped into it, and then I'm always torn on how to, like I said, how to react to those. Like, especially, for example, right? We've all played on teams with that guy, where that guy's going to literally make one shot the entire season. And, like, is it patronizing to, like, mob the guy who hits a three and it's, like, the one shot that he hits? Like,
yes.
Like, rubbing it in? So that's what I'm always just kind of like, all right, good job. You know what I mean? But Embiid, like, pretty much tackled him. Like, went over and like wrapped him up in a bear hug.
Yeah, I think the act like you've been there before moniker works for teams.
Yeah.
Or I should say doesn't work for teams.
Okay.
Like when it's a full team and you say act like you've been there before, you can say they haven't.
Right.
Like the Eagles have never won a Super Bowl.
So they should not act like
you can't act
have.
Like you have.
Yeah, exactly.
But Ben Simmons has made a jump shot in his career.
Yeah, that's
so happened. Embiid to overreact like that is I don't personally think it was necessary. If it were a bigger shot, yeah, of course. It's a big-time game.
Well, I'm not trying to make mountains out of molehills either. But then, like, the interview that they were doing with Shams for Stadium, where Simmons is like, yeah, we just kind of, like, do our separate things, but on the court we're both trying to win. I was like, Not saying that they have to be best friends, but if there's any kind of, like, yeah, I don't know.
Shaq and Kobe won championships.
They absolutely did. And they're still going at it today.
Don't care, though.
Don't care. Got those rings. But the thing that made me wonder is if Simmons is like, this isn't a big deal, and Embiid's wrapping him in a bear hug, and it's already been like, yeah, I don't really know about this guy. I don't know. Like I said, not trying to make mountains out of molehills. But our eyes, this has been quite the 48 hours. We've seen a Ben Simmons 3-point jump shot made, and we saw the Flyers have a goalie with a shutout. Homegrown, one of their own, looks like the real deal. Unreal stuff. 610-632-0975. It's Joe Torty, Tyler Zulli's producing, hanging out together until midnight on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, Tyler, I don't know how we're going to sum up the show. I mean, we covered a lot of ground here. Started out with Carter Hart, obviously the Flyers with a 4-0 win over the New Jersey Devils. Outstanding work, of course, by all players involved. Anytime it is a 4-0 shutout, it lets you know that a lot of things were really going right. That a lot of things were absolutely 100% rolling offensively, defensively, goaltending-wise. You maybe got lucky, et cetera, et cetera. Jilladelphia tweets in, so many great things about tonight's game. Carter Hart's first career shutout, a home opener win, best stadium energy I've experienced in years, and our players pushing consistently with high energy, hopefully an omen of great things to come this season. I mean, I hope so, too. I'm looking forward to it, not having to worry about, are we doing our part, you know? And then the flip side of it is, do they deserve our support? You know what I mean? Like that combination, that cyclical thing always makes me long for the days when it was just playoff in, playoff out, and the Flyers were always a tough out and everything else. So it's a good thing, and I hope that it's more than just, you know, a flash in the pan. I hope that it's just step one for what's going to happen in the future. Of course, we've also got this other stuff regarding Ben Simmons shooting the three. Sixers coming up. The preseason is upon us already. Can't believe it. And that is something that, as far as I'm concerned, couldn't get here fast enough. We've been talking about how much you should look at the Sixers as a preseason NBA title favorite, certainly an Eastern Conference title favorite. There are some good teams out there in the West, certainly. But now we finally get to see it all coming together on the court. This team looks huge. Josh Richardson's listed at 6'6". He's the shortest guy on the court in terms of the Sixers starting lineup. Really, really interesting group that Elton Brand has put together. And a little bit of a different kind of feel to this team than maybe some others. In the past, I've always kind of felt like the Sixers would be I know that the NBA doesn't have a wild card, but I do mean like a dark horse kind of team where it's like, oh, yeah, you've got all these teams. And don't forget about the Sixers, right? The Sixers could do some damage. The Sixers could be an interesting team with the pieces that they have. Well, now that you have the Sixers assembled and the identity seems pretty clear, at least to me, like it seems that the identity is going to be that the team is going to defend and rebound. And hopefully that's where offense comes from. I do believe that the team could score a lot of points, but I also could see a scenario where they really struggle to score. But if you're going to be defensively sound and rebound the ball fundamentally, that means that you're going to be in a whole lot of games, especially considering the length and athleticism that the Sixers do have. Very much looking forward to that getting underway. And, of course, everything else that goes along with basketball season. We've got all the programming here on the Fanatic. We've got the trips down to the Wells Fargo Center to hang out with you guys. Lots of cool stuff coming up. Very excited that is coming back. Okay, that leads us nicely into the often imitated, never duplicated, the one, the only, one more thing.
But there is one more thing.
It always feels this way whenever we're having conversations. You know how people are always talking about, I want to know when the right time is to retire, athletes in particular, right? You don't want to overstay your welcome. But, of course, you always do want to have the opportunity to tack on some more numbers, maybe get another paycheck, etc. Green Bay Packers legend Brett Favre, who turns 50 on Thursday, told Peter King of NBC Sports that he's concerned about whether he played too long and the toll his 20-year NFL career may take on his long-term health. So I was thinking about this, and I know that there are other players that come to mind. Emmett Smith is one, but I always got the impression that Brett Favre had just no feel whatsoever for when it was over and when he could reasonably end his career. And now that there are all of the medical things that are going along with it, it's totally unfortunate for another way, because you're thinking, you know, did the last 3 or 4 years of Favre really need to happen? And how much damage happened to Favre in those last 3 or 4 years? And I'm not just talking about head trauma. He had all kinds of lower body injuries. He had the elbow. He had the ankle, all kinds of stuff. Brett Favre fan, Tyler Zuli?
Never been a Brett Favre fan. Think he's a total compiler. Very yes. good quarterback. Probably a Hall of Fame quarterback in his own right if he'd have walked away the first time. Think he's a total compiler.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that Emmett Smith is better, relatively speaking, than Brett Favre.
Oh, for sure.
At their positions. Emmett Smith, also a compiler. That Arizona time was embarrassing. Maybe a time that you're tacking on
well,
at the end.
You know, you talk about compilers. There might be one in this city.
No.
There might be one. And he was a little bit younger. How about a running back they brought back late in the offseason?
No, surely you're not talking about Mr. All-Purpose Yards.
Yes, that's exactly who I'm going after.
My goodness, no. But yes, absolutely correct. I don't know what's weirder, that you know, in a time when people are talking about injuries preserving their health, that when DS has back-to-back season-ending injuries, that he wants to come back for the all-purpose yards record, or that the Eagles are like, yeah, okay, cool. That's fine.
Yeah, here's a cheap deal.
We'll carry two tight ends. It'll be cool. I don't know, man. But I didn't even think about that. Very good. I think that's absolutely right. The compiler kind of weirds me out sometimes. That's why I do have respect for the Barry Sanders, the Calvin Johnsons, the people who...
Jim Brown.
Do what they're going to do. Jim Brown. Who do what they're going to do. When they're done, they're done. I appreciate that a lot. And obviously, sometimes it's cut short. Like Gale Sayers and Bo Jackson, like these guys have their careers cut short due to injury. And that's always unfortunate as well. But there's something to knowing exactly the right time and taking advantage of that. That's why I wonder what's going to happen with Brady. I have always said that I think that Tom Brady will get sick of playing football before he can't. That is to say that I believe that he is capable of playing NFL-level quarterback at the age of 50. Will he? Who knows? But I'm curious to see how his career plays out down the stretch in particular, because that's just about the only mystery left when it comes to Tom Brady. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in. our co-hosts for the evening. I know that it was an abbreviated show, but I did enjoy talking to you guys, especially those of you who were at the Wells Fargo Center, kind of providing the report from the rink. So really appreciate that. Also, as always, appreciate the efforts of Tyler Zuli. Outstanding job, as always, my friend. Thank you very much. Until next time, I'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow with Devon Givens reunited again, and it feels so good. In only 4 hours, I feel like I don't know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be a turbocharged show.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot to get into.
Yeah,
I'll be back with you guys as well.
Yes, let's go. All right, we got Tyler Zuli, and of course, Tyler will also be producing the Flyers weekly show tomorrow, so make sure that you check that out as well. Sure, it's gonna be a good one after the 4-0 win. I'm Joe Torti. Have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.